بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام وفضل الشيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد الدور هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختار ابن نور الله مقدم from the book فيضان محبة ناشر الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيد المرسلين. The title is فداء تجبي إيش خاك شهر المدينة. I must sacrifice on the earth and the land of Medina Sharif. Mubarak tujhe ho ae arz-e Medina, Mubarak tujhe ho ae arz-e Medina, Nabi ka shahar hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahr-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahr hai ye shahr-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho hai arz-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahr hai ye shahr-e-Madina, tere paas jab sayyid-e-do-jahan hai, tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, na quraish ke aflaak ho phir Madina, na quraish ke aflaak ho phir Madina, tere saaj gumbad pe aalam fida hai, tere sabz gumbad pe aalam fida hai, tere sabz gumbad pe aalam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen-e-Madina, falak jaise chume zameen-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahr-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ae arz-e-Madina, tera zarra-zarra nishaan-e-Nabi hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tera zarra-zarra nishaan-e-Nabi hai, fida tujhe main khaake shahr-e-Madina, fida tujhe main khaake shahr-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahr-e-Madina, Uhud ke ye daman mein khoon-e-shahida, Uhud ke daman mein khoon-e-shahida, Uhud ke daman mein khoon-e-shahida, sabak de raha hai wafa-e-Madina, sabak de raha hai wafa-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahr-e-Madina, nishani hai Islam ki azmaton ki, nishani hai Islam ki azmaton ki, sahaba ke qadmon se khaak-e-Madina, sahaba ke qadmon khaak-e-Madina, Nabi ka shahar hai ye shahr-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho hai arz-e-Madina, wafadariyon par sahaba ki akhtar, wafadariyon par sahaba ki akhtar, hai tareekh roshan ye shahr-e-Madina, hai tareekh roshan ye shahr-e-Madina, Mubarak tujhe ho ae arz-e-Madina, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، مدینہ 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 مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جائے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جائے نسور کے افلاس ہو پی مدینہ، نسور کے افلاس ہو پی مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، beautiful poem مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اقتدار رحمت اللہ علیہ regarding the city of مدینہ منورہ، فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ۔ It may be sacrificed our lives on the tent of the city of مدینہ منورہ. Every section which is connected to مدینہ منورہ, we must be prepared to sacrifice ourselves for it. What a mubarak place, what a great place. Famous about Imam Malik رحمت اللہ علیہ that he refused, he didn't want to go out of مدینہ منورہ even to perform a nafal hajj because he was fighting the wajib pass away. Once he had in a dream, he most likely saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he said, I want to leave مدینہ منورہ but I didn't know when my mort will come and my death will come, so if you inform me then I know that I can go to Makkah Mukarramah and I can come back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him five. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was a bit surprised, but the great Imam of the time, Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi, he sent a message to him that I want to know what the meaning of the five days, 5 months, 5 years. So when the slave girl went, or the slave person went to ask, so he said, that, first tell me whose dream is it? I won't tell you without you explaining whose dream is it. So he wasn't saying to me, I cannot tell. He said, I also can't give you the interpretation of the dream. This cannot be your dream, definitely. That should be a very great alim. So he went back to ask Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi permission. Imam Malik said, you can say it's me. Then Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi said, the days are among the five things which comes in the Quran that no one knows the knowledge of it. Inna Allah inda wa ilmu sa'a wa yunasir wa khayt wa ya'alamu ma fi l'arham ma tadri nafsun ma la taksibu khada wa ma tadri nafsun bi ayya arudin tamut. Nobody knows in which land a person will pass away, when a person will pass away. This is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. So then Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi didn't go out of Madinah Munawwarah after that day, because he had the desire must pass away in Madinah Munawwarah. So how he sacrificed, another incident is mentioned about him, that he never used to, in Madinah Munawwara, to relieve himself. Such respect he had for the Mubarak land of Madinah Munawwara. How can I relieve myself in such a place? Because maybe some place I relieve myself and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked in that place. The footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. So really what a great and Mubarak place. Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Al-Khutbah rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in the one incident of that person was killed 99 people. And then eventually Allah Ta'ala forgave him. So I just say that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah could have forgiven him just like that. But Allah Ta'ala, the command was given, he must go to the land of the pious people. And Allah Ta'ala used that as an excuse to forgive him. They go to the land of the pious people. So I just say it shows where the pious people are loving, that area also is very mubarak and blessed. It has greater effect for persons tawbah being accepted. So this is for normal pious people. But the greatest, the most pious of all people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to his area, that place, what can be the can be greater than this? So Allah give us tawfiq to be what his desire. And it must not be because of our gunas and our sins that today we are deprived of going to Madinah Munawwara. Every person must look to himself. It's because of my gunas, I am going to Madinah Munawwara, I'm on my cell phone, I'm taking pictures there. The thing which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to destroy, and I'm seeing the different messages coming there. I'm opening a certain message. There's a picture taking place, showing there. We ourselves are taking pictures. I mean, people's pictures are coming, the animate objects. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to destroy these things. And we are taking that. Some people are watching TV there. Some people are not purposely watching, but we go to the places. Television is on, our gazes are falling on there. Paper really is taking place there. And as it was mentioned also last week, and comes in the famous hadith Ibn Majah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, five things happened and five halat and conditions will come in the ummah. So one of the conditions is when immorality becomes common. Then Allah Ta'ala will send down such sicknesses which your forefathers never heard of. So this epidemic we see, and in most of the places where the most amount of immorality is, the most amount of disease is spread there. And in those countries, like in Africa, and where there is not so much of immorality, not so much of people are passing away, but where there is more America, England, South Africa, and all the so-called and the more affluent societies where guna is more common, the sickness is overtaking the people to a greater extent. So because of our gunas that we are, unfortunately, Madina Munawwara, the masjid is not open as we'd like it to be. Person has to now book in advance to go to Makkah, Mukarramah, etc. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala, we all reach to ourselves, make dua and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala can change conditions. Hazrat says, Mubarak to say, O Arz-e Madina, blessed to you, O land of Madina, Ya Nabi Ka Shuhari, Ya Shuhari Madina, this is the city of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the city of Madina Munawwara. Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, make you rest your aflaq of Medina. When by you have got the leader of both the world, then why shouldn't you be the honor of the whole world, of the universe? Because you are so fortunate, you must be the envy of the universe, because you've got the greatest. Sayyidi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's why I mentioned, you have some Madrid also, Abu Ghulus mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitely, Jannat is very high. But Jannat, you haven't got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The earth has got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the earth is much more superior than Jannat also. Because at the present moment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting there. And that is why the ulama, the famous masala of the ulama, is that the Kaaba Sharif is the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat and blessings and rahmat coming down. But so the Makkah Mukarramah is the greatest land on the surface of the earth, Makkah Mukarramah, except the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. The same which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even greater than the Kaaba Sharif, because it has got connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O Madina Munawwara, definitely you will be the envy of the universe, because you've got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in there. Tere sab gumbat ke alam fida hai, falak dete chume zameen Madina. The whole world will sacrifice themselves on the green dome, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting under there. And it is like the heavens also are kissing the ground of Madina Munawwara, because what a mubarak and what a blessed place, as we have mentioned, even the heavens have got rest and envy over the lands of Madina Munawwara. May Allah give us the true love of Madina Munawwara and the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come when a person, he sacrifices his life and his desires for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّمِعُونِي. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here Allah was addressing the Jews and the Christians who claimed to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, your claim, your verbal claim is not sufficient. If you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will follow me, يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهَ, Allah will love you. Allah will, now your claim is true, that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, I think, also will love you. You will follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will forgive your sins. Here the ulama say, that what's the meaning of following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qawlan wa fi'lan. A person, his speech also, he has to follow the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke? InshaAllah, mashaAllah, Allah is the doer of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my success is in akhirat, my success. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke? He also must speak like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he must not speak like how the non-Muslim people speak, that my success is in dunya, my success is in a degree, my success is in money. The words of the kuffar disbelievers, the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must follow him also in his word, Poland. Then we have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in faith. In our every action of ours, we have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, we know the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to follow this here in our every action. Now normally, alhamdulillah, we know, like example, outwardly, a person has got a beard, person wears a kurta, woman wears niqab, etc. These are fa'lan. But then Shah Abdul Haq Mawdi, jahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi, says, wa halan also. He said, but the muhaddithin didn't write the word wahalan, and your condition also, your internal condition must be like that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, because to read there first, you have to go through the first two. Your words must be right, and your actions must be right. Then eventually a person will come to the hal, and the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never has pride in his heart. He had the most amount of tawadu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had generosity in his heart. He had the love of akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a fikr for the whole of mankind. So is this our condition or not? So not only the outward actions also, but our heart has become like the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gives me first. He has this word, that Allah give me the reality first. That how can we make an effort towards this? We must find out also, what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his days,
his external life also, what is the internal life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the fikr and source of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and bring all of this into our life. See, the closer we will come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the closer we will get to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And nobody can ever reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala without Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The only way, path open to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, is the tariqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat is thinking also that the Mubarak place of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there. Tera zarra zarra nishane Nabi hai fidatishke mein khaake shahr e Madina. It is every single atom of your Nabi, Madina Munawwara. The effect of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there. We sacrifice our lives for you, all the soil of Madina Munawwara. Uhud ke ye daman mein khoon-e shahida tabak de raha hai wafa-e Madina. In the lap of Uhud, the blood of the shuhada and the martyrs give us the lesson of the wafadari, the wafan to fulfill a pact, loyalty, the loyalty of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how they sacrificed the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you study also actually before the battle of Uhud, or in the battle of Badr also, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afraid to go out because the Ansar, he had not made a deal with them. When he came to Madina Munawwara, he will protect me in Madina Munawwara, but not out of Madina Munawwara. But this Ansar stood up, they don't want to be of Allah, we ready. If we tell us some in the ocean, we are ready to some in the ocean. Whatever, and if we look at the battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, most of the Sahaba who fought were Ansari Sahaba, not the Muhajirin. The Muhajirin were very few. 70-80 Muhajir Ansar in the battle of Badr, and 250 or so were the Ansar Sahaba. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried, so they said, no, yeah, we have to sacrifice our lives for you. So what lesson they're teaching us? And then after the battle of Uhud, they are wounded, and they can't, great difficulty, they lost the battle, and they're going through so much, so many, 70 of them passed away, so many of them were wounded. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, stand up, only those who took part in the battle yesterday can stand up now and go and fight. SubhanAllah, those Sahaba stood up to prepare to go and fight again. SubhanAllah, Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best of helpers and assistants. And they stood up. Allah Ta'ala praises them in the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَنْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْتَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. The object of life was the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We prefer to give our lives, never mind, to lose our lives. But the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah give me first. This is the lesson we are learning from Madina Munawwara. We go to Uhud also, we see the people who have passed away. They gave their blood. We at least have to give a little bit of perspiration, a little bit of sacrifice. In our families, maybe there is an hijab, proper Islamic hijab, family parda. So now we will get some people will tell us about things, they will taunt us, they will tell us many, many things. But never mind, I have to establish the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I can't worry what my family says. It's a difficult command. The whole family thing, we're having a wedding, and you're not coming to the wedding, and everybody will be there. But these men and women all mixing, intermingling. My Nabi of Allah, my Nabi will be upset with me. What sacrifice he made for me, Sahaba, what sacrifice they made. And I'm going to break the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, not possible. So I can break my family ties. It's not encouraging to break family ties. You must keep family ties. But when the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes, Allah Ta'ala said, no, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what sacrifice they went? Allah said, you make the sacrifice. Asallahu yaj'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina adaytum minhum mawadda. Wallahu qadir, wallahu ghafurur rahim. So Allah Ta'ala will change that enmity which you had into love and mercy. Those people who are against the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were the biggest haters of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They became the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the families, after 10 years or whatever of sacrifice, they all united again. They became the best of friends again. Because they united on Haqq, on the truth. So may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us also the fear that when it comes to the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we sacrifice. Everyone in life has to go through some sacrifice. But in sacrifice, on the tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah will never make a person lose. He's always successful. The one who laughs the best. So the person has to make the sacrifice to learn from the people of Madina Munawwara. Nishani hai Islam ki azmat ki sahaba ke qadamon se khaak Madina. That on the strength of Madina Munawwara, by the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the signs of the greatness of Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they walk in Madina Munawwara. How many of them are buried in Madina Munawwara? And the great sacrifices they have made, and because of their barakah and blessing, Islam spread throughout the world. So we can see the greatness of Islam in the signs of Madina Munawwara by the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the sacrifices they have made. The Hazrat says, Wafadariyo par Sahaba ki akhtar hai, tariqh roshan yashinre Madina. In the city of Madina Munawwara, history is bright. A person can clearly see the loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It's not only one Sahabi. how many Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what sacrifices they had made. Open Hayat al-Sahaba, or the Shaykh Rahmatullah bin Shikayat al-Sahaba, we write about the sacrifices of Sahaba, and that's a few incidents only. Otherwise, what and what sacrifices left their homes, they make hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. So many Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they should travel 500-600 kilometers, not in today's time. We have Umm Salama radiallahu anhu is going alone, she's traveling. A woman, 500 kilometers, she must travel. You do not do the road properly also, you can get lost. The child is separated, the husband is separated. As the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is mentioned like about, you know, about the slaves also, how they were hit and beaten. Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zimira radiallahu anha, eyes, she's made blind. And they said, Allah and Uzza has taken away your eyes because you accepted Islam. She said, but Allah, I can never be. Allah said, return the eyes back to her. And she goes, I'm prepared to sacrifice everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these incidents we must carry on giving them just to bring us, give us the reality that we also have to make some sacrifices. And one person went in Jamaat, so he came back home, he had a lot of josh. He came and he destroyed the TV. He got rid of his family members, got angry with him, so he started hitting him. So he said, Ahad, Ahad. He read in the Ta'alim, Habib Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was saying, Ahad, Ahad. So he also started. But when a person reads about it, he gets encouragement. Let's look at these people, what sacrifices they made. We are very far from it, but we should at least make tawbah istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and make an effort in that line. And at least the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I was saying, the simple sunnah, what we call, it's an easy one. It's easy for a person, no difficulty. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, third kalima, entering the house, leaving the home, start to forget at least. But realize that we are very far away still. It's about a long way to go. And then a person continues to working like this, when a person feels, I haven't done enough. So the moment a person feels, mashallah, I'm already in deen, I've got everything, just when the person starts going down, the person will never progress in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my salvation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.